It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Greetings to you, and welcome to our show. So glad you could join us today. On today's show, our guest is Dr. Rocky Barkowski. She is an internal medicine physician in Newport Beach and an expert in cholesterol management. You know, you hear that word thrown around a lot, cholesterol. And, you know, it's got four syllables and it's really big and it's hard to understand. So we thought that we could get Dr. Barkowski if she's on the line. Do we have our doctor? Okay, fantastic. Dr. Barkowski, I want to welcome you to the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
We're delighted you're here to give us an insider's view about how we can all improve our cholesterol counts and why it's so important to do that. First of all, what is cholesterol?
Okay, so cholesterol is it's an essential building block for many structures in the body, from your cells to your steroid production. And so that's basically what cholesterol is. It's made in our body, in the liver, as well as taken into our bodies through our diet. And major dietary sources of cholesterol include cheese, egg yolks, pork, poultry, beef, and shrimp.
Now, in that list you just rattled off, is that the good cholesterol or the bad cholesterol?
Ah, good question. So, well, you know, there's cholesterol's broken down, you're right, into two categories, good and bad. And these sources that I rattled off, the beef, the pork, there's more bad cholesterol than good cholesterol in those sources. And specifically when you look at food labels, the way you sort of know if you're taking in more good cholesterol or bad cholesterol is basically good cholesterol comes from unsaturated fat, and bad cholesterol comes from saturated fat.
Okay.
So that's kind of the big dividing points in your article.
And then there's the ever popular polyunsaturated fat. What's the difference between that and unsaturated fat?
Good. So unsaturated fat is, it can be broken down further, subdivided into monounsaturated fat and polyunsaturated fat. Mm-hmm. And both those two subtypes of unsaturated fat are great for raising your good cholesterol. So the more of those you can take in, the better for your cholesterol profile.
So you really do have the power to change your levels, good and bad, in just what you eat.
In yes, correct. In your dietary choices, as well as in they say that increasing your exercise level is definitely a component of changing your cholesterol profile.
What is that process? Okay, so I go out and I run, you know, 5 miles. How in my body does that change my cholesterol levels?
Basically, what happens is when you run, you burn fat, and that fat, it comes, that fat, burning the fat decreases your cholesterol levels for the better. It actually raises your good cholesterol. The exact mechanism of that is not quite been pinned down, but we find in anecdotal studies out there that the more aerobic exercise you do, where you're getting your heart rate up and increasing your basically endurance level with exercise, you will raise your good cholesterol. And then at the same time, as you burn that fat, the bad cholesterol will decrease. And that, I think, you know, we all think that's because you're just burning the fat, decreasing the abdominal circumference, which is where a lot of the cholesterol is stored.
Okay. Now, why do we need to worry about high cholesterol?
Okay. So there's this correlation that high levels of cholesterol in the blood are strongly associated with a disease process called atherosclerosis. And this is a condition in which the artery wall becomes thickened as a result of buildup of cholesterol plaques, where the cholesterol associates with protein and causes plaque buildup. And that can be very scary because if the atherosclerosis gets pretty to be a severe level, that increases a person's risk for those diseases that we've all heard of, heart disease, which includes heart attack or angina, stroke, and peripheral vascular disease, claudication is what some people know that as.
So the cholesterol is not the plaque itself. It contributes to the manufacturing of plaque?
Correct, correct. It's exactly when there's high levels in the blood, because it's, you know, cholesterol does not dissolve in the blood. It has to be carried by protein mm-hmm. in order to dissolve in the blood. And when there's high levels of cholesterol, the combination of the protein and the cholesterol can form and can harden the arteries or form plaque.
Okay. Now let's cut to the chase for people listening, because I'm sure everybody's out there going, okay, that's all complex and I sort of get it. But I need a list of foods that I should eat and foods that I shouldn't eat. Is there some sort of basic list from the American Cancer Society, or you could tell me something,
sure.
maybe just a resource where people can go?
Okay. So just to kind of, you know, talk to you about cholesterol control, like we talked a little bit about it already. I'll touch base on a few things. So we exercise regularly, lose mm-hmm. excess weight, and then eat a prudent diet, that's quote-unquote, because that's what's listed in all the literature, a prudent diet. And so
okay.
what is a prudent diet? It's at least 6 servings of fruits and vegetables per day, and a balance of everything else. So protein that both comes from animal fat and non-animal fat, so plant sources of protein, such as soy, which are low in saturated fat and high in unsaturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're often rich in fiber, so they are great when you take in enough. If you take in soy that's substituted for animal-derived foods, you're going to have a beneficial effect on your lipid profile. That's one specific food product that you can substitute for animal-derived fat.
So you could start your morning off with a Fiber One cereal with soy milk and really get a kickstart on the day, right?
Exactly, exactly. No, that's a great way to put it. And then... what else can I say? So a high intake of omega-3 fatty acids can lower your triglycerides and LDL. And now triglycerides are a component of the lipid profile that we didn't really talk about that much, but they are important because they're a direct measure of the fat in your body. And they actually they make energy for your body. That's what triglycerides do. But they mm-hmm. can, when they're elevated, they can also increase your risk for heart disease. And so high intake of omega-3 fatty acids. So fish oil is a common thing, you know, on the market that's mm-hmm. Marketed for raising the good cholesterol, lowering the bad cholesterol and the triglycerides. And rich sources of omega-3 come from fatty fish such as salmon,
mm-hmm.
plant sources such as flaxseed, canola oil, soybean oil, and nuts. And then also... rich sources of polyunsaturated fat, because I mentioned that was good for HDL raising and LDL lowering, are walnuts, almonds, pistachios. So those are rich sources of polyunsaturated.
I'm glad to know that, because I absolutely adore pistachios.
Oh, yeah, me too. They're very tasty.
All right, how is high cholesterol managed?
Uh-huh. So, you know, if depending on the level, the, you know, physician and the patient, we come up with a plan, okay, depending on the level of abnormality of the cholesterol and the comorbidities, which basically means does the patient have diabetes along with the high cholesterol? Because mm-hmm. the profile, show that the lower the cholesterol in a patient with diabetes, the more protected they are from heart disease, such as stroke and, cerebrovascular disease, such as stroke and heart disease,
mm-hmm.
Heart attack. And depending on how far the patient is outside of the level, that's the goal, then we may start a medication. In addition to the lifestyle modification that we discussed, regular exercise, diet change, and we might start a medication to lower the cholesterol. And a family of drugs that a lot of people might have heard of, it's called statins.
Sure.
Which are drugs that basically stimulate the body to process and remove cholesterol and lower the LDL and raise the HDL. So they work well for people who have those abnormalities. So if you're mm-hmm. a person that has really high cholesterol, high LDL, excuse me, which is a bad cholesterol, and a mm-hmm. low HDL, then a statin is a great drug to be started on if you've done all you can with the dietary and lifestyle modification.
Sure.
There's also fibric acid medications, which mm-hmm. work to decrease the triglycerides and, to a lesser extent, raise the HDL.
All incredibly great information. Dr. Barkowski, you're just a wealth of knowledge, and we really appreciate you being on the show. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about osteoporosis, if you can stay with us. We've been talking with Dr. Rocky Barkowski, an internal medicine physician in Newport Beach, about cholesterol. Remember to share this excellent information with your friends and your spouses and your family by downloading a podcast of this show or any other. That's why we're here, 24 hours a day on demand, which just means any single time you have a little bit of time on your hands to listen, it could actually save a life. So in our upcoming segment, once again, osteoporosis, it is a pervasive disease and condition. So definitely call a friend or two and let them in on this excellent information and free medical advice. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Stay tuned for much more ahead.